There's so many ways I want to be thankful for the rain, but then there's so many ways the rain inconveniences. And I know that every time it rains, I was telling those in the band that in ministry, I've learned if it rains, expect 50% of your participation to stay home. And that kind of makes me sad, but at the same time, we need to be thankful because God is giving us what we really need. And despite what it does to the road and all of the crazy drivers out there, and despite all of the wet and everything else, we do give praise to God for what he is giving us. And as we prepare for God to help give us his word this evening, let's be in an attitude of prayer. God, we give you thanks on this night. Though the darkness of the clouds and the gloom of the day tends to do just that to our spirits, we tend to find ourselves dragging a little bit. For some of us, we just want to curl back up into bed with a favorite blanket and a hot drink and let the rain pass on through. But Lord, on this evening, no matter how it is that the rain has affected us, tonight we give you thanks for it. We give thanks for all of the ways that it is providing for your creation, all of the ways that it ultimately provides for us in the refilling of our aqueducts and our rivers and everything else. Lord, on this night, we ask that despite the darkness and the wetness outside, that you will help to open our hearts and our minds to feel your presence in this place, to hear how you call us to be at the beginning of this Advent season in preparation for Christmas time to come. May you be in the words of my mouth, and may you be with the meditation of all our hearts and minds, for you are our rock and our redeemer. Amen. You know, I will be the first to admit that I suffer from an illness. And it's not an illness you can hear in my voice. It's not an illness I feel in my throat, though that might kind of still be there too. But one of the worst illnesses as I have is this ultimate need for being right. I like to be right. I like to argue that I'm right. I like to get to it, especially when I feel that my rightness is what's needed for the situation. And I will go to no end of arguing until me and the other person are about to boil over in our differences of opinion. Now, this wouldn't be quite so bad, except it seems that I have passed this trait on to at least one of my children. Kylie and I particularly can go rounds and rounds about who is right, of whether or not the chicken and rice that she ate at 4:30 is considered dinner or a snack. And we can go about and we can go about, and both of us essentially have this need for just being right. Well, the problem is that sometimes in our need for being right and our arguing, we ultimately lose the point of what right is being all about. And so with that thought in your head and that laugh still on you as you think about that, I bring you our video illustration for this evening on the gift of grace. So religion is about being right. At Christmas time, we do like to be right. We like to be putting up the right decorations. We like to pick out the right tree and put all the right ornaments on it. We like to pick out all of the right presents for all of the people that we love and care about. We like to have things done right, down to the meal and everything else. But the question is, if sometimes in all of that rightness, if we can get bound up in the details, like Lewis was getting, that we can miss the whole point of what Christmas is about. That reminder that God was looking at a humanity that didn't deserve God. That them, in not always trying to be right, were missing the point. That they weren't loving God, that they weren't be obedient, that they were straying so much and getting so caught up in their sins that they were in a pit there was no way they were ever going to be able to get out of. But in the scripture in John, our gospel that's slightly different than the rest of it. It doesn't give a birth story. It doesn't have a nativity. It doesn't have a manger. It doesn't have swaddling clothes or shepherds or camels or kings whatsoever in it. But it starts with the simple story of God saying why he sent Jesus. And it says when it finally gets to the third chapter, it says that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. As we look in this first Sunday of Advent, when we light the candle of hope, we remember that there's hope for when we get so bound up. Hope for when we have those times of wanting to be so right in what we believe, so right in what we're doing, so right in everything that we're losing the point of where we're supposed to be. That we're reminded that religion is about being right, but that grace is about right loving of God and right loving of people. That Christmas reminds us that that love is what's most important, not the decorations, not the trees, not the presents, but the love that we offer and the grace that comes with it. The grace that says that Louis didn't deserve anything from Elizabeth. I mean, what he did to her station, how he responded to her trying to be kind in her words to him and how he responded, the last thing he really deserved was a present from her. But here she showed love to him and showed grace in that moment. And so as we look at Advent, as we look that that fact that there's only one candle means we still have many weeks until we get to Christmas. To try to discover what the true meaning is, to try to get to the heart of where it is and what God was doing in that moment of that first Christmas morning when he was trying with everything he had to love us. And so on this evening, I want to give us a chance to be like Elizabeth, to be like God, to be able to show love to people, maybe even people we don't no, and we haven't met, but being able to offer grace to say, I am going to desire on this Christmas to put a smile on your face and put warmth in your heart because this is what Christmas is ultimately about. I have 7 boxes up here, 7 boxes that on this Sunday will each be delivered to a shut-in from our church that can't make it to church anymore to be with us. That have been longtime members of our church that have loved the people here, but because of illnesses and other situations, can't get to us, can't be here on Christmas. And so this evening, as we work on being not right in our religion, but right in our loving of God and others, I was hoping that we as a worshiping community could write notes of love and notes of prayers for each of these boxes to be taken to them, so that they could feel the love of this community even though they can't be here with us. That though these aren't people that you might not know, that you can still give the love of Christ through these notes to lift them up and put a smile on their face. And so for the next little bit, I've got markers in the bowl, I've got all sorts of pieces of paper, and I'm praying that we can fill these boxes up so that they can be the truest of gifts of Christmas, of prayer and love to people that could use it a lot in this season. So let's go to our time of response and our sharing of God's love this evening.